Firefighters hope to contain a wildfire in Yellowstone National Park by the end of this week. Other crews are battling fires on the Wyoming-South Dakota border and the California-Oregon border. After last year's devastating fire season, Congress budgeted an extra $2 billion to increase fire preparedness. One town in central Washington is using some of that money to cut a protective fire break in the forests around its perimeter. It's like a medieval city wall, but instead of building up, they're sawing down. It's an example on a large scale of what fire officials say rural communities throughout the West should be doing. Tom Bonsi reports from Roslyn, Washington.
If Roslyn's main street looks faintly familiar, it may be because you've seen it before. The picturesque former mining town served as the backdrop for the popular CBS television series Northern Exposure. The producers renamed it Sicily, Alaska, but Roslyn is and always has been in Washington's Cascade Range. On all sides, thick forest comes right to the edge of town. The owner of Girth's Garage, David Girth, says the forest starts 50 feet behind his back porch.
In having that, you, of course, run the risk of forest fires that could easily go from the town into the forest or from the forest into the town. These old towns are, as I mentioned, all made out of old wooden structures. It's part of our historic ambiance. And so they are, they're volatile. You get them going and they're going to go up.
These days, Girth can barely hear the birds over the sound of chainsaws and wood chippers. Work crews are methodically clearing a fire fuel break. They're making a donut 150 feet wide that'll encircle the entire town. It's about 2.5 miles around, and an extension of the donut takes in a neighboring hamlet. Project coordinator George Flanagan goes to a spot on the town's edge where you can see the before and after. The unthinned forest is a jungle of brush, fallen logs, low-hanging dead branches, seedlings, and saplings. The part that's cleared is park-like. The grown trees are left standing, branches pruned up. Wood chips and plants less than knee-high still cover the ground.
From a fire standpoint, though, it makes very good sense to space the crowns of trees and remove this low brush because it's been proven time and again from wildfires that when it hit stands that have been thinned, not clear cuts, but thinned, the fires have dropped to the ground and they were manageable.
Flanagan says if wildfire bears down, now it's less likely to rain embers on Roslyn.
The object of the whole thing is to keep the fire on the ground and to keep the flame lengths and fire intensity low so that local fire forces have a fighting chance to be effective.
Town resident David Girth, who's also the mayor, says the idea of the fire break raised a lot of trepidation at first that has since eased.
I like forests in their natural state, so I was also a little bit wary of what it was going to look like, but I've become convinced that within 150 feet you're back to the original forest setting. Having that barrier, a defensible barrier that this prescription allows, is a benefit to the city in the long term.
The defensive perimeter works well around Roslyn because the town is so compact. In this year and coming years, fire departments will spend much more federal money helping scattered rural homeowners do the same. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Roslyn, Washington.